They claim to be united. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden and German Chancellor Scholz meeting at the White House Monday, discussing the Russian troops massed near the Ukrainian border.
The top of our agenda today was our united approach to deterring Russia's threats against Ukraine and the longstanding principles of rule-based international order. That's what we spent most of our time talking about.
President saying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline being built to carry natural gas from Russia to Germany will be stopped if there's an invasion. After a meeting with French President Macron on Monday night, Russia's Putin said there was some progress in discussions to defuse the crisis. The top science advisor to the Biden administration has resigned over bad behavior.
A workplace complaint said Dr. Eric Lander, the director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, bullied staffers. Spokesperson Jen Psaki.
It was conveyed through meetings with senior White House officials directly that his behavior was inappropriate, corrective action was needed.
Psaki initially signaled Lander would stay on the job and get counseling, even though the president had said anyone showing disrespect to others would be fired. Lander turned in his resignation late Monday, saying, "I am devastated that I caused hurt to past and present colleagues." The White House said the president did not request Lander's resignation.
Fox's Jill Nato. The U.S. Air Force has been ordered to pay $230 million to survivors and victims' families for the 2017 mass shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, which left 26 churchgoers dead. Federal judge had earlier ruled the Air Force was liable for former Airman Devin Kelly's actions because the service failed to flag his assault conviction, which would have caused him not to pass a federal background check when he bought the gun. Wall Street Monday, the Dow nearly flat, NASDAQ down 82 points, the S&P 500 lost 16. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Several Democrat-run states will be easing face mask requirements soon.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers, effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. Additionally, we will lift the statewide mandate in all child care settings.
That's New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy. Connecticut will end its school mask mandate at the end of this month. Oregon's by the end of next month. California's Governor Gavin Newsom announcing the state's indoor mask mandate will end next week, but only for those who've been vaccinated. State lawmakers in California have passed a bill requiring employers to pay up to 2 weeks of paid time off to employees who catch the coronavirus. The governor is expected to sign it. House of Representatives scheduled a vote today on another stopgap spending bill. This to prevent a partial government shutdown in less than 2 weeks from now, but the bill would only extend the spending authority for about 3 weeks. A Chinese telecom company has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Chicago for allegedly stealing mobile radio technology from Motorola. Hytera Communications charged with recruiting several Motorola employees who then allegedly accessed proprietary information. The Oscar nominations will be announced this morning.
There will be 10 Best Picture Oscar nominations announced, a change from the 5 to 10 we've seen in the past decade. There's lots of buzz about Dune, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, and King Richard, to name a few.
This world ain't never had no respect for Richard Williams, but they gonna respect y'all.
Others getting actress and actor Oscar buzz include Lady Gaga for House of Gucci and Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom.
I have an original rock musical.
Hey, boy genius.
That I have spent the last 8 years of my life writing.
The 94th Academy Awards will be handed out at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on March 27th.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.